I'm so proud of you, me. This is for my niece, Janiyah. Almost 3 months ago now, I resigned from my job with the local government. With that came a lot of questions from others about why and why now. I didn't have a lot of answers, and honestly, I didn't feel like the need to explain beyond God said. For the first time in my life, I didn't ask anyone what they thought I should do. I didn't tell a soul, not even my closest friends, I was quitting. I didn't want anyone's opinion or to talk myself out of God's plan. After I sent that email to my boss, I felt so relieved and immediately started negotiating with God. I told God, I trust you, but here's the thing. I ain't sacrificing. God, I ain't sacrificing shit. Not my car, not my apartment, not getting my nails done when I want to, going to a fancy restaurant and ordering whatever I want off the menu. I ain't living without. I have lived too many years in lack and I don't plan to go back. You know. So hear me when I tell you this. I have to live well. I have to live good. I have to live so well I won't ever think about going back or thinking I gave up something to pursue what you told me. God never once made me sacrifice, but there was some shit I had to let go. God's promises are always yes and amen. Notes on abundance, resigning from my corporate job, expansion, and alignment. During the last 2 weeks of my job, I sent out a formal email and posted to social media to let everyone know I'd be leaving. And that set off a firestorm I never ever expected. People were both saddened about the resignation and excited about the possibilities of what I would do. I got offers out of nowhere for jobs, contracts, and speaking engagements. Things I never once sent a resume, an email, or a proposal for. But there was one offer that humbled me more than all of the others. One working on a huge project that was new, innovative, vital, and something our community had never seen before. Exactly the kind of thing I knew I wanted to do. Before the offer came, my coworker and good friend Travis went to meet with the leaders of this project and gave them advice and direction on ways they could get their project needs met. The leaders really liked our ideas and wanted to talk more. Travis, with his big old mouth, asked them if they'd hired anyone yet to do this particular type of work, and they said no, and if he knew about anyone. And without hesitation, he threw my name out there and said, well, whoever this person is, you should look at Dominique's resume and model it after hers. At that moment, I was so glad I had a mask on to cover my embarrassment because I knew for sure my face was beat motherfucking red. Following his lead, the leaders asked me if I would be willing to come on and assist them. I told them no immediately, and I think you could find somebody else. But they didn't give up. Walking to our cars again, they suggested ways we could make it work and still have time for me to do Soul Work RS. Again, I said no. And yet, when I came home that day, I was so overwhelmed, shaking and crying, knowing something about this project in particular was special. I called Travis and he said, I know you ain't calling me thinking I was going to talk you out of taking this. I don't know what I was thinking, but I felt so vulnerable and honestly just unworthy. Baby girl Dominique did not believe she should be chosen for an opportunity like this. Teenage Dominique did not think she was ready. Adult Dominique knew that she had worked her entire professional career for this moment, and yet all I could do was cry. I voice noted Kanisha about it, and she said, Dominique, I am really confused as to why you're crying about this, and I want you to think about where this is coming from. But it was my 15-year-old baby girl Janiyah's voice that officially sent me over the edge. Hi, Miss Dominique. I just want to tell you congratulations. 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 My teenage self needed to hear that so badly, and hearing Janiyah's voice was like a balm for my soul. Maybe, just maybe I could tell myself that I was deserving and that, yes, I was up for the challenge. The next morning, those same leaders called me and said, "We really want you to reconsider and to meet with us just one more time." I said yes. I said yes to God, and I'm now doing everything I told God I wanted to do and more. When God first told me to quit my job and I wasn't ready, and I wasn't ready, y'all. And I sat there at Basil Top for lunch with Roxanne and I just cried my ass off. I went from working one job to six, y'all. I promise there's a lot of naps and vacations and so much balance. I will go from making a little under $67,000 a year to possibly tripling that in the next year after taxes, of course. And it's important that we talk numbers, y'all, because as Black women, we need to know what we need to be commanding when we ask for what we want. Back to this. Abundance happened not because I wasn't afraid, but because I said yes. And it wasn't because I didn't fuck up and doubt myself. When God's got a plan for your life, it's going to happen anyway. I wrote down that I would be working for myself by January 2021 and July of 2020. I didn't believe it. At that time, I was working a job making the most money I had ever made. I was going through a divorce. I was trying to buy a house, pay off debts. I had a car note, a four-year-old baby starting her first year of school, and my most precious maternal force would die just 1 month later. I had everything to lose. And yet I did it anyway, with no real plan, no savings, no backup, just faith, truly the size of a mustard seed. Every time I doubt or question God about all of this, I get a sign, a person, a meal, or some money. My life has been a series of faith walks. I've done this at least 7 times in my life that I can count right offhand. Coming to Brunswick at 3 days old on a Greyhound bus from Fort Lauderdale. Leaving Brunswick to move in with my grandparents at 14 to Miami. Being the first one in my entire family to go to college at 18, 8 hours from home in Tallahassee. Leaving my first professional job at 24 in Tallahassee and packing all my shit in my red Chevy Cobalt car because I hated my job and I moved to Virginia. Moving back to Brunswick after meeting Zora's daddy and only 2 months of knowing each other long distance. Leaving Zora's daddy and moving out on my own 6 months into a new job with a one-year-old baby. And now this, resigning from my last job. I have nothing but real tangible evidence that if I follow my heart and the voice of God, it will work out. I have always betted on my damn self because I've always had only myself. I'm still figuring this out, y'all. I am still free falling. It all hasn't come in together yet. And I'm sort of kind of most days all right with that. But I'm making peace with it as much as a Virgo who can do without any order. I know even this evolution of myself that you're getting right here in this moment is not the last of what I will do. But I'm gonna find a damn way to enjoy the motherfucking ride. I'm going to continue to climb this path of expansion and follow the alignment. Because when you've reached your limit, there is no capacity for growth. And that's what we should all be after, the growth. I knew I wasn't growing anymore where I was and that I would exhaust my creativity if I stayed any longer. I also knew that my soul wanted more than what I was being served. And if I stayed, my authenticity would have diminished. I had to let go of the need to feel worthy and deserving. I am processing through what it truly means to love and revere myself on a spiritual level. And I'm learning so much as my level of enlightenment and awareness grows. Now, to be honest with y'all, I have accomplished more than I have ever truly wanted to, and my focus is less now on career and the work and more on living and enjoying life. I'm giving more of my energy to love and romance. I want to explore those areas of my life. So my true Virgo nature, I've calculated how much time I can dedicate to all these jobs and how much mandatory vacation days I'm giving myself a month. Setting up boundaries with folks where there is no reciprocity, pulling back from a public life and some of my deepest relationships, and like my sister Chrissy say, I'm collecting my ashe. So Janaya, if you can hear me, listen. This is for you, baby girl. Life is hard, but it is also very kind. Life can be so divine if you give yourself over to it. You don't have to work yourself to death to get it either. Learn this lesson early on. Burnout should not be synonymous with your name. You don't have to work hard, just strategically. You can do more in less time than people spend lifetimes trying to master. But mastering yourself, baby girl, and enjoying the present is the ultimate win in this lifetime. I'm so proud of you, me, and where we're at and where we're going. I love you.